I'm glad you brought this out about being different than even last year. I see more and more, believe me if I tell you, that as much as we feel as a group of people that have been together for a long time, we feel like this is normal and this is common, I assure you it isn't. It isn't at all. And we are really graced, myself and all of you, to have this undying interest to go back home and never have to see ignorance in our consciousness again. I mean, the wisest of the wisest, the most spiritual people at times, I'm not saying all of them, because all the enlightened soul and all the people that sacrifice to know themselves are the ones that are carrying us with their teaching and with their grace. I'm not talking about that, but they are people that are even spiritual and they're clueless. They're religious and they're clueless. And it just goes to say that as far as the way we live is really is the grace that allows us to see what others don't see and ignore what other people see and create pains in them. So we really have to put our hand on our heart before we go and really thank that inner existence, that inner guru, that inner prompting that keeps us into a place that is not reachable so easily by different emotions, feelings, and thoughts. So before I say goodbye, please put your hand, and this time please give gratitude to that source of home that you're allowed to go and sit and find peace and joy. And also, let's send gratitude to all the enlightened soul that work so hard to present their finding and share it freely with everyone throughout the history of mankind. Whether they were prophets, messengers, gurus, or even unknown that have reached some of their teaching to our ears. Namaste to all of you.